The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Real weird situation here. A school security guard was doing his rounds when a maintenance worker snuck up on him to just give him a little surprise.
Yeah.
Security guard shot him in the face.
Oh,
don't scare a security guard.
Well, what's a security guard doing fully armed?
He shouldn't have been, and that's what they've determined. This happened at the Sagemont School. A security officer identified as Julian Suarez and a maintenance worker there were in the parking lot. The maintenance worker decided to surprise the security guard. He turned around and shot him in the face. He was nice enough to drive the maintenance guy to the clinic. He dropped him off and then continued to drive home.
I'm going to just go home. I wonder if I'm going to hear about that.
Deputies responded to the school to establish a crime scene. They notified detectives from the violent crimes unit. Now the security guard is charged with possession of a firearm on school property. No word on the condition of the maintenance worker.
He must be okay. Like, if I blew your face right off, I think I wouldn't just put you in my car.
What an awkward drive to the hospital.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I just slipped in here.
You shouldn't have scared me, dude. You shouldn't have scared me.
You shot me in my face. I'm bleeding out. Are my teeth still there?
No.
None of them. I feel that, yeah.
You knocked all six of your teeth you had left out.
See you later. Thanks for the ride.
You're right. That is the most awkward ride you'll ever have with the dude you just shot in the face.
Well, the other thing is, was he out cold? I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Think he would.
You knocked him off.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Good luck.
Good luck. Thanks. Hopefully they can put my face back on. That'd be great.
I hope he was a terrible shot and it just like grazed him a little bit or...
Yeah.
You hope. They don't have any.
blew his chin off or something weird.
You need an
eyebrow.
Lisa, I'm sorry to let you know that Brett Michaels is not going to appear on the Brett Michaels cruise you were so hoping to see him.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. You canceled that, right?
Yeah, she did.
Unfortunately, they say the Brett Michaels special event cruise performance March 13th and 14th canceled. Now, just to be clear, he's not going to be on it, but the cruise is still a go.
Of course.
It was supposed to happen this weekend. Brett Michaels, a lifelong type 1 diabetic, falls under the category of those that run the extreme high risk of contracting the illness. Even if the illness is not contracted by Brett, he runs the risk of being quarantined on the ship with fellow music fans that might fall ill. That'd be bad enough in itself.
Yeah.
Brett Michaels quarantined with Brett Michaels.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're on the poison cruise, you're getting it.
Yep.
Gee, man, I cannot wait. Sure. In 2 months, I embark on the cruise of a lifetime with one Brett Michaels.
That is a good
movie. Oh, my God. I brought a bikini.
You know what?
I brought an old school tassel-y bikini. Like I'm a Cowboys cheerleader from the early 90s.
Oh, God, you're going to look hot.
I know.
He's not going to be able to resist you.
I know. We're going to be quarantined with him. I'm going to try to get back there and make a sex tape.
He'll do it.
Oh, look at him. Beautiful, beautiful man. CC, not as beautiful. Not as beautiful a man, that CC.
Pick up that guitar and talk to me now.
CC looks like something from Fraggle Rock.
They're not on the cruise. They're not invited.
The chance just to get away.
Every day I wake up and I put a little X on my calendar because it gets closer and closer and closer.
Still got a calendar.
Ladies, I'm sorry to let you know, Brett Michaels is not going to appear on your cruise anymore.
What are you talking about? I'm already wet.
Jesus. He wants to keep himself safe from that coronavirus, so he's canceled.
I'm going to sue everybody involved in this because that's all I've been looking for.
Sorry, but I knew this corona was going to affect us.
Probably a good thing you ladies, I mean, you probably should not go on the cruise at all, though, anyway, right?
I mean, they say that I'm not. They might be a risk because I don't take good care of myself. It affects a lot of smokers. They say if you smoke, you're at a higher risk. But I don't give a good goddamn, honestly. Plus, I never thought about this. Think of how many dudes are going to be. For some reason, the traffic bit is playing. Yeah, I don't know.
You'll have that from time to time. It was ruining the poison.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to listen to poison here, traffic. God damn it. Like, why are you playing?
Yeah.
Anywho, like I was saying, I bet there's going to be tons of boys that probably not boys, probably like 55-year-old men that kind of, sort of look like Bret Michaels, but old and gross.
I mean, my whole plan was to go there and at least blow Bret.
If he's not going to be there, I mean, I might have to dish that out to some of those other guys out of there. I was going to give him a Remy.
Oh, my God.
That's classic you.
That is how you get Corona.
Well, you know, that's how I got famous back in the day.
Just like you did in the 80s.
Back in the day. Little Remy.
Oh, my God.
That's why they call me Remy Remy.
Okay, Remy Remy.
You did it to Winger once.
I'm going
to
suggest
you did it to every member of Winger.
You did. Yeah. You lined them up.
Back-to-back shows. Back-to-back shows. Those were wild times.
Winger.
You rimmed
that's
Winger.
Right. I did. I rimmed she lined them up and rimmed them all. That's how you get a nickname. That's how they remember you.
Yeah. Wow. All right, ladies. Well, good luck on the cruise. Hope it all works out for you.
They call her the Rim Monster. For good reason. For really good reason.
Seriously. It's your poison cruise minus poison. Enjoy
I bought
it.
A little sailor hat. What am I going to do with that now?
You still wear it.
God damn it.
It's a little tiny on your
We're
big
still
head.
Going. We're still
okay,
going.
All right. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Hope you don't get quarantined.
Yeah, we will.
All the best.
I will. I'm ready for
Send
death.
Send smokes.
I'm ready for death if I can't see Brett.
Just rim your way out
I'll
of it.
I'll tell you this. I'll rim somebody. I'm going to rim somebody.
I don't care if it's the captain.
Maybe we'll do the captain.
Yeah, that's how it's at with me. Let us drive.
All right, we're fine.
Let us drive the boat.
Toot, toot. I'm gonna blow his horn.
Hell yeah.
Sure you will.
That's my sister. Sure.
All right. There's the big ladies on the poison cruise. I'm not sure why this guy thought this move would help his situation. A 30-year-old guy named Jerry Watkins was arrested in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This happened about 2:30 in the morning the other day. He was causing some sort of scene in a bar. Anyway, a cop handcuffed Jerry. Jerry managed to get a grip on the cop's junk.
Ooh.
Over the pants, if you're curious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
According to the police report, Jerry squeezed so tight that he, quote, caused a very sharp, intense pain to the officer's genitals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The cop started hitting him to try and get him to let go.
You bet.
But he just squeezed harder.
Oh, my God.
So the cop screamed for help. I'm quoting from the police report next.
He's got my dick! He's got my dick! Spray him! Spray him!
Kill him!
Spray him!
Kill him, Dad!
He's got my dick!
That's a direct quote.
Man. Some other cops pepper sprayed Jerry, which got him to let go. So he's now been charged with two felonies, battery on a law enforcement officer, and causing substantial bodily harm or soft tissue injury to an
officer.
Sweet
guy, he did something.
My dick's like Gumby. I think you could just like squish him down to nothing.
He'd be fine.
He'd be fine. He doesn't feel much. It'd be if you had my balls. That's
twist and
I
things.
Think I'm
the cop did have to go to the hospital.
There's not a give.
Yeah.
The cop did have to go to the hospital because his penis became discolored.
So it was bruised, heavily bruised.
The doctors have recommended he go see a urologist.
Well, yeah.
There's the guy that did it to him. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
I'd just be punching him in the face and trying to hit that magic button where all his lights go out. I'd be aiming for the chin.
He's got my dick! He's got my dick!
My God. I'd love to see the body cam footage of that.
Just to hear it.
Come on,
man.
It's definitely to the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
when you're screaming that, that's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Other officers.
Other officers.
I'm surprised no one shot him.
Oh yeah.
If I listen, if I scream that to you guys, shoot the person who has it.
I'd be like, shoot to kill! Shoot to kill!
We tase him, but he still just grips tighter.
No! Don't tase!
Tasing doesn't help. Tasing doesn't help.
Oh, that is rough.
Dude. Yeah, you got to spray him. You can't, tase him.
You got serious control to not, when somebody's got you by the Johnson,
to not pull out the
side piece.
Pull
that gun and just make it stop.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'd do.
It would take all your, you'd have to have your wits about you not to just fire.
I'd be like, he's got my dick! And then I'd grab the gun and go,
oh!
That was close. He almost twisted it up, but luckily I shot him in his brain.
Yeah.
I shot him right in his brain.
You got him.
You got him. He's not moving.
Shot him in his brain.
He's not moving. He's not grabbing anything now.
He stopped when I did that.
Yeah, you're going to go to prison for that.
Come on,
don't worry. Hold on. I got this.
Oh, yeah. Get it on there.
Yeah. Put this in his hand.
Sweet. Put his fingers on it.
Go put his fingers in it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I had that gun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Canadian guy who tattooed his entire body blue.
Oh, yeah.
Has a simple reason for turning himself into a human Smurf. He just likes the look of it. He thought it would be neat.
He tattooed his whole body blue.
His whole body blue. I put a link to this story. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where you'll see it if you go there. But this guy turned his whole body blue. Wow. There's the pictures of him. He's from Scarborough, Ontario. His name is Donnie Snyder. He's a former forklift driver from Canada and literally just said he thought it would be neat to do. It's taken 3 years for him to transform himself into this blue dude.
Seems like that would hurt.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
It's everywhere. Like it's even his.
He says his entire body. So that to me means
something. I saw something about.
Well, like you can see his hands aren't fully done. It's not the best quality.
No.
Can I just say that?
No.
Because it looks like it's already wearing off in part of him, or they just didn't do it right to begin with.
Jesus, guy.
Oh, wow.
He looked like he had trouble before.
Well, he says that he did have some confidence problems. He said, I was extremely miserable. I decided I'm going to quit hiding, though, break myself out, and remake my life. He said, now as a blue man, he's actually happy to be alive because of the whimsical element it brings to his daily life.
I'd love to know what tattoos he covered up with the blue.
And that's a lot of it, right? It looks like he's got other terrible.
Okay, I just wonder how many bad choices he made beforehand. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
This is what happens when you're from Scarborough.
Yeah, there's a video of him here.
Turning blue changed his life.
Oh, a little Land O'Lakes butter for you.
This is commercial here. There we go.
Not bad.
So he, it's a video of him dancing with changing skin as he tattoos his body green. But I don't know if our computer will watch it.
Oh, yeah,
there he is. What's he dancing to? Is there music playing?
No.
Hmm.
Just dancing.
Well, he's a crazy fella, right? He's one of those crazy
fellas. He's definitely different.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look very good.
No. Like, he's...
It's not.
Stomach is he's missed. Is he just in the process of getting it finished?
Probably.
Is that it? That's why there's big parts of his body that aren't covered?
He's very confident now. I mean, after his blue transformation.
He's blue.
He's throwing it out there.
Blue gives you confidence. But he doesn't look... What were those guys that were, like, eating silver or something?
Yeah.
Those guys turned blue, too, but then they died.
They all died, the blue people?
I think that one main blue guy...
He died?
He did finally...
He was an old
He finally died...
He was just eating silver, right?
Yeah, he was eating silver like powder. And he didn't believe that it was from the silver powder.
Didn't believe it?
No.
What do you think was happening?
I don't know.
He didn't believe it.
Okay, if you're doing this, if you decide you're going blue, are you doing blue balls and blue dong? Blue
I'm going all the way.
You're going all the way.
I feel like this guy hasn't gone all the way enough.
I think it is kind of hilarious to be all blue except your penis and balls.
That's the only things you leave?
I think that's
their something. What about your butt cheeks?
I would leave one butt cheek.
Okay.
I definitely have double different. Blue cheeks.
Yeah.
You yeah, you got to get the cheeks done, I guess.
What about you, James?
I would definitely do both cheeks. That way when you smack them, they'll look purple.
Would you think of letting them crack white so if I'd leave it
the
opened?
Crack. Yeah, the crack, you know.
Like a smile?
I'd leave that as is.
Well, this guy.
That'd be a tough place to get tattooed.
Yeah, it would. In your crack? In your crack? Are there in the crack tattoos?
Oh, yeah, a lot of girls get it.
Oh, yeah, you should see some of the women with. As a woman from Russia with an octopus tattoo.
Yeah. A lot of girls get it.
Oh, I have seen that. I've seen that one.
Yeah. They get it around their B.
They get it right around the.
Yeah, right around their little place.
That's right. And I think we've talked about butthole tattoos before.
Yeah.
We have, yeah. But the crack area, I don't know.
Lisa, well, when around the room, she's like, you're going to leave your cheeks green? She's like, what about you?
What about you, Lise? What are you doing?
I'm not doing any of that.
Oh, there's a whole bunch.
Wow,
wow, those are two penises on either side of her ass.
Something else.
Man. Linked up to a butterfly.
Could you, if you were looking down at that, you'd just be like, you.
Crazy people are getting their b-holes tattooed.
Oh.
There's the octopus girl.
That's the octopus.
That one looks actually like high quality, though.
But she has a really good artist, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hers is a spider web.
Spider web butthole.
That guy is having fun. Hers is a butterfly on her b-hole.
What a precarious tattoo position.
Sure is. It's ass in the air.
Yeah.
And would it hurt? I think it would hurt a lot.
It's got to be one of the worst.
Your b-hole tattooed.
The amount it hurt on my shin, I can only imagine my butthole.
Like this girl's went right into her b-hole.
Yeah.
And it then looks like a wipe later. Oh man!
Oh,
you know
God,
when like demons emerge in scary movies and they come out like as a black smoke? It looks like a black smoke demon's coming out of her b-hole.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what she was going for, I think.
Yeah, the date was going good till she had some kind of demonic thing coming out of her butthole.
Hey, you got to see your butthole, huh?
You know, it just made me feel less special as a lover of hers.
I can guarantee other people have seen it.
I felt like I had nothing to show her. There was no taking her on a journey once I saw that demon coming out of her butthole.
No. What are you going to teach her?
Be wary of girls with demons coming out of their beeholes.
Oh my God!
Yeah, or the ones with spiders,
or octopuses. Really, anything coming out of their beeholes.
A BH tattoo is
that's a special kind of.
I always feel like the only way you get a BH tattoo is if you dated a tattoo artist. Like it'd be so wild to just be like, I don't know who you are.
Well, people get like genital tattoos and stuff all the time. They're not dating the person.
I feel like a lot of times they are.
I can't even imagine going into consultation with Chase, my tattoo artist, and be like, hey, Chase, I got this idea, okay? Octopus coming out of my butthole. But I want my butthole to be like the octopus mouth. So what do you think?
What do you think he'd say?
Kick my ass right out of the tattoo.
Yeah,
he'd be thrown out.
Yeah, like we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. That's
it. It'd be hard to find a guy to tattoo your b-hole.
I think you could find one, right?
I don't know.
Like a legitimate, skilled artist, I think it'd be difficult.
Yeah, you can find like
anybody
a prison
just
guy.
Scratch some skin with a needle, it could probably tattoo your butthole. But if you want like a quality,
well, that's why I feel like the girl that got the octopus. It's like, whoa, that's some dude that was actually really good.
It's probably her boyfriend or significant other. Well, he's like, let me do this octopus tattoo, baby.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Ink on the stink, what they call it.
Oh my!
Oh, that's a star.
Jeez, that guy's really, you really got to get down in there.
You got to get there you go.
You got to get super.
Fun center?
Wow. Hers is called the fun center.
With barbed wire.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What is that?
Like, imagine
sort of like shark creature?
I went on a date and there's a shark eating a donger.
Tattooed on someone's beehole.
Man. The little butterfly one is always there.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
The butterfly doesn't have much imagination.
No. You know?
shark with a dong. There's too much.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's an eagle.
Screaming eagle.
She's got the screaming eagle on her ass.
And I think the way it's designed, it looks like the eagle's pooping when she poops.
Oh, wow. That's classy, huh? I do not want a lady, I've determined.
God bless America.
With a pooping eagle.
No.
Can't see what she's getting done, just the position she's in.
Did she have pine trees on that one with the eagle?
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had like a whole mountain scene.
Beautiful mountain majesty.
Yeah. Majestic.
Purple mountain majesty.
Wow, will you get right.
Dude.
Right in there.
Yep.
You're just like, you can't see that looking back at you. You just, I'd be like, time out.
Time out, what time is out. That?
Like Zach Morrison, same on the belt.
Time out.
She's still there.
I got to sit on the bed and cry for a minute.
Yeah.
He sat on the side of the bed and cry.
I got to sit on the side of the bed and cry because I never even thought about
I wouldn't even know what.
I never thought of an eagle on a butt.
Never thought of an eagle.
I never thought
of an eagle on an ass that is your...
Somebody
its ass is...
Its ass is your ass.
Its ass is our ass. Give me an open mountain.
Give me a few minutes. I'd play the Screaming Eagle right now, but that whole set of hotkeys has disappeared.
Dave just keeps singing songs.
He's singing the American song.
This ass is your ass. This ass is our ass. Man, I would. I'd sit on the edge of the bed like, this lady has an eagle on her butt. What are we going to do here, fellas?
You light a cigarette.
Damn.
Hold on. I'll be there in a second.
Yeah.
Let him smoke for a bit.
Isn't there an artist called Eagle Eye Cherry? You think this is...
I don't know.
There's someone, a girl getting interviewed while getting a butthole tattoo, but I feel like she's probably got a real potty mouth.
That will work.
You're getting a butthole tattooed. You're probably not.
I feel like she's got a real potty mouth.
She's definitely swearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure she is.
Is that the only thing?
I think we watched this before.
Yeah,
I don't think I can play the sound of this.
No, I'm sure she screams a hell of a lot. Right? I'm sure she does.
Man, the shark eating the donger is back.
I think that was in Arizona, too, where that happened.
Really?
Goodness gracious.
The shark eating the donger's back.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Was it back? I missed it.
It was up in the corner in a whole little thing. But that is, what if that's
my girlfriend? There it is. Yeah.
That's my girlfriend.
That's my girlfriend.
That's the love of my life. She has a...
What the hell?
She has a shark eating a wiener on it.
I gotta tell you, a girl with a shark eating a wiener should never be the love of your life.
No.
She's got it tattooed on her b-hole.
Yeah, but...
It would shut it down for most men, right?
Yeah.
There are some men that would be okay with it.
I think a lot of men listening would
be okay with it, you think?
You know, you
pull down a girl's pants and she had a b-hole tattoo, would it stop
it? I would personally not feel qualified.
Yeah, I feel very intimidated.
It depends on what the tattoo is of and what it says.
James, it would depend on the tattoo?
Yeah, it would depend on like what the tattoo is of and what it says.
Yeah.
If there's instructions of what to do with that Zed location, I'm probably out. But if it's a beautiful butterfly, whatever.
This woman whose husband is a tattoo artist said, as far as I'm aware, my husband has never tattooed a beehole. Do you want hepatitis? Because that's how you get hepatitis.
Oh, God, my God.
I don't think some of those girls care about hepatitis.
A lot of people make a good point. Like, how do they not get infected?
I thought of that immediately, the infection.
Like, tattoos require a lot of upkeep. How do they not get infected?
I don't know.
You got to use a bidet when you're done deucing, and then you got to apply your ointment and somehow find a way to sit or stand to where you're not.
If you pull panties down and you see some of those things... Staring back at you.
Well, this guy said
you got a real choice to make.
He pulled a girl's panties down, and she had a yield sign on her ass.
Yield.
That doesn't mean stop.
No, yield. He said though he laughed so hard it killed the mood.
That killed the mood.
You can't the laughs, the giggles gone.
Someone does make. I mean, several people made this point. A butt tattoo means green light. Like you got a guaranteed back door, right?
Yeah.
But if a girl has a butt tattoo there, she's using back there.
That's the only reason.
I think you could assume that, yes, but not 100%.
Not 100%. You can't. I mean,
the yield sign is probably like you must ask permission before entering.
Well, you always must ask permission.
Yeah, you always. Even if she's got a shark eating a donger back there, you still have to ask permission.
Does your shark want a feast on my meat?
Would James be down if it was a rainbow going down the crack and the beehole was the pot of gold?
Wow, that's a great tattoo.
If it's on a lady?
Sure. Yeah. I love the idea of a rainbow. Like there's a rainbow on the above the butt cheek or something.
Yeah.
And then it disappears down.
I'm going to take my unicorn and ride that rainbow right to the pot of gold.
Yeah.
And then a girl at a party who had the Ninja Turtles jumping out of her beehole like they were jumping out of a sewer.
Now that's funny.
Cowabunga!
Wowabunga!
Oh, that'd be great. That's if they had that tattoo.
That's a Wowabunga tattoo Wowabunga. If I've ever heard of one, right?
Just keep putting myself in this situation. Like,
yeah, you see the Ninja Turtles.
You think
if
you started singing the theme song,
I think I'd make a noise. I'd be like, whew.
Turtles in a half shell.
What kind of man am I?
Hmm.
I'm looking at the Ninja Turtles.
I'm like, where do you find this?
Let's flip it for a second. If a woman pulls down a guy's pants and his dong is tattooed, do you think it stops any of them in their tracks? Would a dong tattoo?
So.
I don't think so, right?
No.
Listen, because there's no way you're like me and have no tattoos anywhere except just my dong is like fully tattooed. So I think a guy who's got his dong tattooed, he's tattooed himself. Like the chicks already are into the tattoos.
It's not the only one.
No.
He's got,
and they're fine with it, I'm sure.
Jeez. Mm. I would have.
They're fine with it.
Here we go.
I only have one tattoo.
It's on my penis.
It's on my penis. It's an eagle.
But with, I guess, like anything, there would be some that could be inappropriate, right? That people would, oh my God. Yep. Penis tattoos are crazy. There are some guys that get them tattooed on their leg as if they have a giant one. Which, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Unless
you
can back it up. Oh my God, look at that horrible looking one.
That looks like,
that's the worst.
It looks like that thing that had Annie in the first Star Wars.
Yes.
Watto.
Yeah. It also looks like a little bit like a Muppet. The one with the Gonzo?
What's it? It does look like Gonzo.
It looks like Gonzo.
What's this?
What does
he have on?
That's a penis.
Thank you. I know it's a penis. What's the tattoo?
Oh, it looks like a little green goblin. Is it a frog? It's a frog.
Is that a frog?
I think it's a chameleon.
It's a, or what are those?
It's a reptile of some sort.
It's a chameleon.
Or
this
a gecko?
Guy.
What are they called? The ones that
stick?
That have the sticky fingers. Are they chameleons?
Chameleons, yeah.
Chameleons, yeah.
This guy got a lightsaber tattooed on his.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, not straight. Not very well.
Not very well.
There was some bumps in the road there, huh?
Oh, man, be careful who tattoos your dick.
Yeah, you really want
great to. Advice.
Oh, yeah.
That is great. I'd like a lightsaber on the top of my penis.
Oh,
please.
My God, look at that tiny little fella. He
That's a
snake or a dragon.
What?
He did that to camouflage the whole
thing. I guess, right?
Sad state of affairs.
Sad state of affairs! Look at that sad state of affairs.
That's a tiny Johnson.
That is.
I'd have
Isn't
to get,
that why he did it?
I guess
you know,
he
like
might
he
as well
can't
may
really
go.
Tell what's happening.
Yeah,
like the Pinocchio nose.
Turn this into the Kraken.
I think it's twice mine.
Oh, my God. Oh, some of them are real gross.
Yeah.
Oh, well, something's really wrong with that guy. I mean, I think he's got all the hepatitises all in his
head. It looked like the head of it.
He's something wrong.
And we talked about this guy before, the guy who made it look like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is really bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think a lot of ladies would be turned off because a lot of them are really bad, really cheesy.
Says a lot about.
If you pull down Dragon Dick's pants, come on.
Right.
I think that, I mean, obviously having one down there is bad, but I think having one down your leg.
Pretending to be a large penis?
Is worse.
I agree with that.
That's worse.
That's terrible. That's a terrible tattoo.
That's like a lost bet, though. Yeah. I'd have to be like, I lost a bet.
Look at this douchebag over here. This is a dragon, too. It's the worst. Like, that's the guy you decide to go out with?
Oh, God. Look at
what do you think, Lee?
Oh, my God.
That guy's an idiot.
That's an idiot.
That is a pure idiot.
See, that's a guy, Chuck, who if he wore a regular shirt, you'd have no idea he was tattooed, right? Until a woman pulled down his pants. She wouldn't know.
Until you saw his nipples.
Well, it's just his nipples, his belly button, and his dong that are done.
He doesn't have...
He's got dragons all over him.
A lot of tattoos, though.
No.
He just said, just
well, he made a crazy choice.
He's got one big one. That's enough.
Voice changing technology, Anonymous. We're talking about people that tattoo their genitals and whether or not that would turn you off from getting it on with them. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, I was in a photography school and a guy in class said, oh, I have a barber pole tattooed on my penis. And we laughed. And he said, no, really, I do. And he showed us. And it was hysterical. And of course, I thought, geez. You know, if this was an intimate moment, I think it'd be gone because I found it to be hysterical.
So yeah, not sexy, right. Hysterical. So let's just say you were dating that guy. You got home, pulled down his pants, and it was a barber pole. Would that
she
shut
would
it
laughed.
Down?
She would have laughed so hard.
She would have laughed.
It's done.
I would think so. I mean, maybe I could recover, but it was funny.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. There's one more here. What is this? He has something written on his.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Jeez.
What does it say?
Looks like a whole book.
Oh, I didn't. I said I was not over 18. Oh, I am over 18.
I am over 18.
See, like, this is the guy I normally think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can expect
it
him.
It says bitches with a knife.
Kill
oh,
bitches.
It says kill bitches.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very cool.
That's what his wiener does.
That is lovely.
That's what his wiener does.
It's killing bitches.
Kill bitches with a knife.
That sounds like a great thought.
Kill bitches, get money.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, who makes better lovers, meat eaters or vegetarians?
Well,
I'm going to have to say vegetarians.
It's always going to be vegetarians, right?
And
you
it
hope
is.
It's meat eaters.
Yeah, it's not.
Meat eaters apparently are more selfish in bed.
Yes.
And more unhappy in their sex lives compared to vegetarians.
100%.
Yeah.
Vegetarians and vegans make love more often than meat eaters as well. And they are the happiest in their sex lives.
They do smell weird, though.
They have a weird smell, and they're gassy, and they've got giant bushes.
But they have tons of sex.
Gassy and giant bushes.
Yeah, they're
a bad combo.
Hairy and smell.
That's bad. Thousands of vegetarians and meat eaters were surveyed for this. Vegetarians are more likely to enjoy making out, more likely to enjoy foreplay and dirty talk than their meat-eating counterparts. Meat eaters are notoriously selfish in bed, they say. And they get sexy a lot less than vegetarians do.
I mean, who wrote this, though? Some stupid vegetarian?
No, they said 8,000 people, and then they tried to do a split of meat eaters and vegetarians just about their sex lives. So I guess vegetarians boast about it,
yeah.
Right? And meat eaters are just like, it's okay.
Right.
I guess I would have just thought it would have been because meat eaters tend to be in less great shape than vegetarians.
Sluggish with meats.
Makes you sluggish.
Yeah. Makes me sluggish.
Here's what
I love making.
This new 39-year-old vegetarian said. She said, I ate meat all my life until I gave it up 18 months ago. When I still ate meat and animal byproducts, I found myself completely tired, bloated. My sex life was non-existent, kind of tragic. I thought it was just getting older. Now I'm on a plant-based diet. I have more energy. I'm more open to trying new things. Changing my diet definitely increased my libido.
I mean, if a doctor ever is like, listen, you got two boners left.
Unless you're all vegetarian.
Two boners
you got
left.
Two boners left,
or you go vegetarian with it.
You are.
And I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to get the radishes.
It'd be crazy to know vegetarian Andy.
He'd be a misery. He's going to be a miserable man.
He's already.
Yeah,
he's already worried.
I'm already starting to get. I'm like, God, I hate it. I hate everything. I like, because. You can't have anything good.
I know.
Anything good.
Vegetarian Andy.
But vegetarian Andy's upset.
Vegetarian Andy's gassy.
Oh sweet. Yeah.
I'm eating radishes.
Yep. You grew a huge bush.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus. He has to.
You have to if you're a vegetarian.
Every time I bring.
You don't believe in shaving your.
No.
Johnson, it's cruel or something.
Start wearing glasses.
Yeah, I will. I will have those glasses that aren't necessary.
Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like non-necessary glasses.
Man, I think we'll hate
You guys will hate him.
I think we'll hate him.
You'll have, like, you'll every day you'll open up one of those big platters of, like,
yeah,
just, like, carrots.
I'm like, what, you guys want some radishes? Like,
no, I don't.
You want some radishes. Get you a radish.
No. And you'll tell us, like, why we should have them.
I'm like, these are golden beets. They're good for your butthole. Oh.
We'll be like, I'm so sick of hearing about that smelly Big Bush guy's food.
I'll be like, take my stupid glasses off. I'll be like, what did you say?
I'm sick of hearing of your smelly Big Bush food.
Why would you say that?
No. Oh, man, Vegan Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, Vegan Andy.
Vegan Andy's going to be a miserable son of a bitch.
Oh, like, man.
You guys will hate him.
Hear a lot of fast food raids these days. This one is a worker striking back. A worker at a McDonald's in New York City was arrested after smashing a coffee pot filled with hot water over the head of a customer.
That's how to do it.
Following a dispute at the drive-thru window.
Oh, my God.
Come here for just a second. But now! Oh, the pain is incredible!
Well, your hair all came off.
My scalp look okay?
No.
Oh, is it boily?
It's not even boily. It's just white from bone.
Oh, I can feel it.
It's at your bones.
Oh, yeah. But I got a real Skeletor thing going on now.
You
do.
Huh? You know, it looks bad.
It feels bad. It feels really
bad. It looks like it hurts really
bad. I don't care for it.
The big blister.
You also got a giant slice in your neck.
Yeah, I can feel this. The whole skin's off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Police responded to a 911 call at a McDonald's in the Bronx where they found a man in his 30s with wounds, including a deep cut on his neck.
Oh, my God. Like he smashed and slashed.
McDonald's worker Amoni Reed told police she and the man had a verbal dispute at the drive-thru window. She said he spit at her first. That's when she grabbed the coffee pot filled with hot water and struck him with it.
Oh, my God.
That caused burns and cuts to the left side of his neck.
Spitting on someone is fighting words, though.
You can't spit. That's assault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man was taken to the hospital. He remains in stable condition. The 24-year-old McDonald's worker was arrested at the restaurant. She's been charged with two counts of assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. No word if she has a lawyer.
I mean, she grabbed one of the worst things you can grab.
That is a pretty bad one.
Oh, it'll burn you so right down to your... Right down
I
your
mean,
muscles.
It's not, I'll say this about their pots of hot water. It's not boiling, but it's close to boiling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't like getting like a tea or anything from those places because they don't really, it's just kind of warm water.
Warmer.
Not boiling. Oh.
Well, maybe they changed that because I know when my sister got that coffee pot spilled on her when she was young, it peeled her whole skin off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make it as hot anymore.
They used to make it so hot. Those things used to, like the red thing that is on coffee makers too, they used to come, that water used to come out so hot.
Like super, like it'd probably be boiling on the inside or something.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.